coming up very shortly. We're ready for him to go straight away. So looking forward to having a chat. I think he's been on a bit of a break, actually. So that is good for him. Pat Mahomes, look, gone 2 weeks ago with a busted ankle, won the next two, and is going to another Super Bowl. This is from Dan. Well, he did it in the middle of that one, but yeah, point taken, Dan. Cooper Cronk, 2018 granny, playing with a broken shoulder, wins the grand final, then goes around doing it again in 2019. And Tom Brady does his knee in the 08 season and comes back from said injury to win four more Super Bowls. Yeah, Dan, your obsession with Tom Brady rivals that of Two-Buck Chuck. It's almost getting to the unhealthy stage. But anyway, there we go. Afternoon, Jimmy, on Wellness Wednesday. This is the Greenkeeping Rooster. Yes, hope you're well. I hope you're going well. Two sporting comebacks. Dennis Keith Lilly. Yes, coming back from serious back injury and was still bowling great heat. So he did it early on in his career, didn't he, DK? And Simon O'Donnell coming back from cancer. So Greenkeeping Rooster, great observation. So the great Scoob, who was my co-host on the Sporting Flame. And a seriously good barbecue chef from all reports. Well, certainly from his reports. Now, reports were that Adrian Prazenko was sunning himself on a beach somewhere over the last 6 weeks. He's had a bit of a break. The good news, ladies and gents, is that he too, after deep negotiation, is back for season 2023 on the afternoons on SEN. He's on the line. G'day, AP.
G'day. Thank you, Jimmy. Great to be back.
And is that right? You have been sunning yourself on a beach? I can imagine you doing that, Adrian.
Yeah, there has been a little bit of that. I had the first trip out to Bali, which is a place I haven't visited before. So that was an exotic locale for the family to spend a bit of time and get a bit of UV action happening. So it was a fantastic trip, and yeah, looking forward to getting right back into it.
Did you hire a scooter at any point here in Bali?
No scooters. I couldn't believe that in the sort of 8 nights that we spent there that I didn't see one road accident, which is just unbelievable given the way they weave in and out of traffic. And I've seen some daring moves on the road in different countries, but that is just next level over there.
Absolutely. Now, we spoke yesterday and you made a very good point. You said when you filed your last story before going on holiday 6 weeks ago, you went, okay, it's a CBA chat and I won't have to do that when we get back because that'll be all sorted. However, that is not the case. We're in the middle of a 3-day lock-in with Andrew Abdo of the NRL and Clint Newton of the RLPA. Now, anything leaking out from yesterday's meetings, Adrian?
Yes, Jimmy, as you said, I darkened the doors of the office for the first time yesterday morning, and the first thing my boss said is, I need a CBA yarn, which I didn't think we'd be still here, to be honest, Jimmy. It's a bit embarrassing for the game, but yes, finally, belatedly, they're at the negotiation table. My mail from the meeting yesterday, I think they spent about 4 hours locked in. They didn't emerge till late yesterday. The women's game was a priority. Mm. So that was the first focus of their talks. And again, they'll bunker down again today and also tomorrow as well. But it's just, I can't believe that it's taken this long and I don't think anyone else can. And I was talking to a few people about previous CBAs, Jimmy, and the interesting thing is that there's a chance that they might not ultimately reach, well, certainly a long-form agreement before the start of the season. And some people are saying it may never happen at all, and that the previous CBA, or the one that's allegedly just expired, apparently there wasn't a long-form agreement with that. It was basically a heads of an agreement.
Right.
But they never actually thrashed out a full CBA, which to me seems a very strange way of doing business.
Yeah, you would think at some stage you go, right, here's the long-form document, and moving forward we can just make amendments to that. But it seems very strange to start with a heads of agreement, as you say, but not have the detail included in that. So if during the course of these 3 days and a little bit beyond that, and even past round one, there's no strike action and they sort it out, then, I'm okay with that. Let's see how it plays out. Lachlan Miller, that's the news. Of course, it came on the back of Cade Dykes. Apparently, he's done his ACL, but he's heading to the Knights, and that means that Kalyn Ponga can get to 5'8". Thoughts on that, Adrian?
Yeah, well, I spoke to one of the key men in that positional switch that you're talking to, and that's Lachlan Miller himself, late last night after he'd had his first training session with the Newcastle Knights. And he is a guy who, you know, when I was speaking to him maybe 12 months ago, he would have been content to just play one NRL game. Now he's replacing Kalyn Ponga as the Newcastle number one and will get a chance to play alongside him in the spine. So it's a remarkable journey for a guy who, I think he was 27 when he made his NRL debut. He'd obviously played rugby sevens after, you know, playing his junior football in the 13-man code. And it's been a great move. He signed with Cronulla. They signed him for 2 years. As it turns out, they've released him from the second year of his contract. And you mentioned the Dykes injury, which is just horrible timing. And but look, Lachlan Miller couldn't be any more thankful for the, you know, basically the time he's had at Cronulla, that put him in the shop front window. And obviously Newcastle have recognised his talents in the seven games that he's played for them. He said he was very, very grateful to Craig Fitzgibbon for letting him go.
Yes.
And now it's an opportunity at this sort of latest stage of his career to potentially play, you know, 4 or 5 seasons of fullback. It's quite remarkable.
He was playing on the wing. He's not a winger. He's playing on the wing for the Sharks in the semi-final against the Rabbitohs. And he made a couple of mistakes and got caught out a little bit. But there's something about Lachie Miller. He's got magnificent footwork. There's something about him. So interesting to see how he goes for the Newcastle Knights. What about favourite son Josh Reynolds back at the Bulldogs? I don't know about you. I think he's on a training trial. I'd be very surprised if Josh got any game time this year for the Bulldogs in the NRL.
Yeah, I beg to differ, Jimmy.
And I can understand your scepticism. And I think a lot of people, when he first lobbed at Belmore after stints at the Tigers and also with Hull FC, that, you know, it's fair to say, you know, wasn't his best football. And he admitted, I had a big chat to him sort of in late November and early December of last year. And he said he'd lost a bit of love for the game. He felt that he was finished, but he just had that little itch and he thought he'd tried. And I think that maybe initially that train and trial deal was given to him almost as a mark of respect
yes.
for what he's done in the past. And he's probably a good guy to have around the club. And I would have thought that he would have to at least play a couple of trial games. And we've got the preseason challenge that's just over a week away. I would have thought that at least have a look at him run around against Canberra, maybe on February 12, and then gauge whether or not he's still got it. Cameron Serraldo has said, I've seen enough. I've seen enough from him around the group with what he's done at training to suggest that, you know, he can add something. So it's not just what they're paying him. A top 30 roster is sometimes as valuable
yes.
as the money you pay someone, because it basically means you can't recruit someone else. And I remember speaking to Josh saying, you know, look, is this, you know, people are saying it's a bit of a PR stunt. And he said, well, you know what, when I'm running up hills and doing all the stuff that you have to do during a really tough preseason, nobody told me. It doesn't feel like a PR stunt. And now, ultimately, he's been rewarded with a full-blown contract for this season. So, you know, he's got Matt Burden, who'll probably play some Origin at some stage during the year, like whether there's a time, that's the time when he gets some game time, or potentially as a, you know, super sub off the bench. You know, what that looks like, I think nobody really knows, but I've got a feeling we will see some Josh Reynolds in a Bulldogs jumper in first grade this year.
Okay, and I don't begrudge him that. You know, I'm not, you know, and he'd be the best trainer and he'd be the most vocal trainer and he'd be absolutely outstanding around all the teams. So I totally get that. I'd just be surprised. So there you go. We can wait and see how that plays out. Now, apparently you're in Vegas for about 5 days, looking forward to a fight, and the fight didn't happen. So stranded at Vegas, branded a fool by no one, because that's a good place to get stranded. But this is a question coming in from the Pearl. The big question, did Adrian buy a singlet and get his hair braided over in Bali?
No. There were a few Bintangs had, and,
nice.
And sometimes when that happens, you don't make the best decision.
Yes.
But no braids, no no Bintang singlets, none of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So, no, right. Unfortunately, no. And the Vegas thing, that should have happened, Jimmy, but didn't, of course, because I was scheduled after spending some time with Tim Zhu in Hollywood in LA as part of his training camp, which was initially meant to be for his fight with Jermell Charlo, but unfortunately he has busted his hand. But we will be seeing Tim Zhu still fighting for the WBO super welterweight title against Tony Harrison, and the winner of that will go on to fight Charlo. So huge risk, but with it comes some reward for Tim Zhu, who could have just waited and not fought and just waited for Charlo to overcome his hand injury. But he's decided that, you know, I'm in tip-top shape, and I think his mentality, knowing him, is that, well, if I can't beat Harrison, I've got no... I shouldn't be in the ring with Charlo anyway, and he'll be extremely confident of beating both of those guys.
Yeah, much like our decision to invite you back to the program this year. You know, there's huge risk, but we think there's some significant benefits associated with it as well. Adrian, great first start,
mate. I
hope
the risk is worth the reward.
Exactly. I'm sure it will be. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Adrian Prezenko, Chief Rugby League Reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald. We're going to take a break. We're back with more.